Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. I want to thank you for listening and also want to thank WTTR for allowing me to come to you every week with a little show here with one of our members, talk a little bit about what's happening in the business community. Please go to our website, check out all of our members. We've got about 650 of them listed at carrollcountychamber.org. COVID has not been kind to most of the small folks in town. If you've got a small shop, you know what I mean. So keep your money local whenever possible. Shop local, eat local, go to our website. You'll find all these amazing local members. And as I said, I get to bring on one of our members every week. And we have a lot of members. We have a lot of for-profit and we have a lot of non-profit. But we don't have very many Carroll Biz Challenge winners who are members. So I'm happy to have one of those with me here today. And that is Mr. Tom Herb from Hoffa, who just won the Carroll Biz Challenge. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, and thank you for having us on the radio this morning with you and the team. We are honored and thrilled to be a part of the chamber in order to certainly, you know, build our network and grow throughout the community. And to your point, no doubt, still beaming from being the winners of the Carroll Biz Challenge. Very exciting there to continue to make impact out in the community with our foundation and certainly keep marching towards our mission every single day. So thank you for having us on the call this morning.
Well, you're very, very welcome. You know, and I think that the story you guys have and the product that you have is definitely worth discussing. And the more people who actually know about it, the better. But I will say this, that was our 10th year of doing the Carroll Biz Challenge, and you guys walked away with a grand prize of $10,000 cash, along with a whole lot of other stuff, including a website. And you guys also won the audience choice vote. So you walked away with like another grand. So we've only had three of our winners in the past win both the audience vote and the grand prize. So once again, congratulations.
Thank you, Mike. And like I shared, you know, even prior to that evening, which we'll never forget that night, we said, you know, the one thing we want to make sure we continue to win every single day is the community support. And we did just that going into it and coming out of it, you know, the outcome the same. And every day gets bigger and better around, you know, community members out there that really understand what we're doing, why we're doing it, the ultimate mission, and locking arms with us and stepping forward. So, you know, community support was the big prize overall. And, you know, no doubt the $10,000 and really the $33,000 tied to all the other services from all these great businesses throughout Carroll County area that are willing to provide their services and that value to us is going to make a tremendous difference. We had a meeting the other night, one of our monthly board meetings, and went around the horn and went through every single item that we're receiving in this package to ensure that we're maximizing that opportunity and reaching out to those folks, those business owners, in the community to help us out with making sure that what we're doing, we've got the structure in place, we've got the systems in place, and ultimately we can move this mission forward. So what an amazing evening that we had that night, and it's going to launch us into the next level to really go out there and make impact.
Well, Tom, listen, for those who don't know you guys, before we get into the story of how you came to be, tell me a little bit, you guys basically make coffee, right? I mean, you guys currently are making coffee. Where can folks find your coffee? Because the coffee's great and the mission that it helps to support is even better.
Absolutely. So there are a variety of places right here in our backyard in Carroll County where you all can find the coffee for sure. Starting with Hahn's Pork and Bean Store. I mean, they are our partner. That's where we roast the beans there, the Hoffa beans, the Jimmy's Hometown blend that we have out there. There's other stores. You've got Unwind down in Sykesville. You got the Union Bridge gift and thrift shop. We're now down outside of Carroll County, but I'm sure folks in Carroll County head down to San Tony's every now and again. You can find them down there. Farm Chicks Corner Market, and the list goes on. So, you know, we have them in some local stores. And, of course, HoffaBeans.org online, you can not only find the coffee, K-Cups as well, by the way. I'll put that out there. Folks have been asking about K-Cups. They're available in some Hoffa apparel. And you know, all of the proceeds from the sale of the coffee in the apparel go to the mission. We, of course, are a nonprofit. And so that mission is to get out there, save lives, and fight addiction every single day, which, I was on a call yesterday with the Carroll County Opioid Coalition and about 50 different folks on that call, and uncovered or learned, Mike, that year over year, this time last year, fatalities in Carroll County compared to this year, year to date, have gone up 41%. You know, we had five over it last weekend. So we know that it's in our backyard, and we're going to do whatever it takes to, break the stigma, help those recover, and ultimately help make sure that another person like myself doesn't have to bury their brother. My mother doesn't have to bury their son, their uncle, their cousin. And, the story goes, a lot of folks say, well, how is coffee really going to make an impact? Like, what's the story around that? Because, if you just think about coffee by itself, there's really, outside of bringing people together, and having a conversation in the morning over a cup of coffee or just meeting people and creating that connection. Yes, that's a part of it. But the reality of it is that coffee started on the final day when I had to close my brother's casket in the funeral home that my parents own. In our last moment together, I had a cup of coffee in my hand and an empty mug was on his hands in the casket. We said our goodbyes and, of course, had to bring him up to the crematory with a couple of relatives and cremate my own brother. And I knew I had to do something to keep his spirit alive. And when you're going through grief and just a lot of different thoughts in your head, you're just kind of doing different things and all over the place. And the only thing I could think of in that moment was, you know what? That was our last moment together. It absolutely brings other people together. And that's what's needed in our community is that connection. And went to work on it right away within a couple of weeks, had it up and running. And within a couple of months, we had orders coming in left and right. It was all online primarily. We weren't in some of the local stores yet throughout Carroll County. But 2,000 pounds of coffee later, 25 different states, and that's not just in Carroll County. I mean, we do doorstep delivery, by the way. Anything within 15 miles of the Sykesville area, which is pretty much all of Carroll County, we deliver to the doorstep. Our family members do distribution. But then, we shipped to 25 different states within the first couple of months, and we knew we were onto something. Because this impacts everybody. We know that addiction does not discriminate. And so it was bigger than just the coffee. The coffee has led us to creating this overarching foundation. And we're certainly very proud to announce that we have opened up our first sober living home in the Sykesville area for men. And that's the ultimate mission here, is to save lives, make impact, and ensure that other folks within our community don't have to go through what we went through. So that's, I know it's kind of long-winded, Mike, but that's the story of kind of how, this all was born and where we are today and where we're going.
No, man, I can't even imagine what you guys went through and what your mom and dad did. I mean, I've got four adult kids, and that's every parent's worst actual nightmare, worst actual nightmare. But listen, in case you just now tuned in with us, I'm talking to Mr. Tom Herb, who's the founder and a board member for Hoffa. They make coffee, but what they do more than that is they try to change lives. And they do this in honor of your brother, Jimmy, who passed away a couple of years ago, right?
That's right. August 18th, 2019, a day I'll never forget. I was actually on 140 getting ready to go to the airport for work. And I was passing the Chick-fil-A and, Goodwill. We all know where we're at, from the Carroll County where I was on that road when I got that call that no one wants to get from my mother with that cry, that scream that Jimmy was gone. And I'll never forget where I was when that happened, August 18th. And ironically, Mike, I mean, next year for the Carroll Biz Challenge, when you all announced
it's the anniversary.
It's the same day. Yeah. It's his angel day next year. And we just couldn't, when you flash it up on the screen and it said next year, the 11th, Carroll Biz Challenge, August 18th, we were like, this is just incredible, how this is all, coming together here. But yeah, it's been two long years now, since he's been gone. And, it's again, one of those things where you mentioned no one wants to be a part of our club. The club that we're in right now, for those that are out there listening to this, no one wants to be a part of this club. And so I think that the education, the awareness, having the conversation, don't brush it under the rug, bring it forward. It's so important. I mean, we didn't realize the magnitude of resources that are available just in our own community and outside of community as well. And by knowing where to go, who to reach out to, and how to get help as soon as you identify there's a potential issue going down, immediately taking action, it makes all the difference in the world. And so we want to be that communication vehicle. We want to be that resource. We want to be that group of individuals that's willing and able to support anyone in our community that needs that help.
Yeah. And you know what, Tom, whereas nobody wants to be a part of your club, I bet you everybody wants to be a part of your work and to be able to help you. So please give me your contact information one more time, because I'm sure that if anybody's heart is touched by this, there's all kinds of ways that they can help, including buying your coffee. So tell us how to get that again, and give us all of your contact information.
Absolutely. So the coffee, again, all of the proceeds go to the mission. The coffee can be purchased online at hafabeans.org. And just real quick, on Hafa, we all had nicknames growing up that happened to be my brother's nickname with all of his buddies and friends and others. And it's now an acronym. It still stands for Healing Opportunity Free from Addiction. So hafabeans.org, coffee can be purchased there. It can be purchased throughout a variety of stores in Carroll County, Hawn's Pork and Beans, Unwind down in Sykesville, Union Bridge Gift and Thrift. And then, of course, if you want to reach out to me directly, you certainly can do so. I'd be happy to share my email here. It's therb28@gmail.com. You can reach out to us that way. And then, of course, go out to our main website. Aside from the coffee, if you go to hafafoundation.org, you will see other things that we're doing out there. Other events, for example, we had a big golf event back in May at Piney Branch. That thing sold out in 2 days, and something that's around the corner for all Carroll County residents. So all Carroll County residents out there, or anyone in Maryland or in the surrounding area, on Saturday, October 23rd at the Wakefield Valley Golf Course, we're going to be having the run. It's called Running for Recovery, in partnership with Rising Above Addiction, as well as the Carroll County Drug Court. We all came together. We're locking arms. We're partnering. And that morning on the 23rd at Saturday, bring your kids, bring your family, bring your friends, bring whomever to the Wakefield Valley Golf Course. And you'll learn more about our mission and what we're doing. You'll enjoy a great cup of Hafa Beans coffee. We're going to have the biscuits there as well for Hafa Beans and biscuits. So come on out that Saturday, the 23rd of October, and join us again at the Wakefield Valley Golf Course for the Running for Recovery. And more information can be found on that to register or sponsor at running, and it's number four. So running number four, recovery.org, runningforrecovery.org. So hopefully, Mike, that was a lot there, but different ways that folks can reach out to us and engage.
Tom, that's awesome. We're almost out of time here. I'm going to have you back, because I want to talk to you about the plans you guys have for the future, the food truck that you're looking to do, all these things, because you guys are doing some amazing work. And that being said, we're almost out of time here. So I will tell you this. I think tomorrow I will probably go to Hawn's Pork and Beans. I love those folks over there. And I was always mixed up. I always thought it was pork and beans, like, hot dogs and beans, but it's not. It's coffee beans. And I'm going to go there and I'm going to get some of your coffee, because I have to tell you, I haven't tasted it yet. And I bet you it's amazing. So I'm going to become one of your best customers.
Thank you, Mike. Very much appreciated. It's it's a great tasting coffee for a great cause. And the folks over there, Vicky Norris and team, are just amazing individuals.
They're great.
And support since day one. So to your point, at the very beginning, you said buy local, go local, support local. Absolutely. Local is so critical to our community, and growing together and again making impact. So thank you for having us on this morning, Mike. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And the show will be on the air in case you just now tuned in and missed it. I've been talking to Tom Herb, who's the founder and a board member of Hafa, and they won the Carroll Biz Challenge this past month. And these people are great. You've got an amazing family. So everyone, please go to carrollcountychamber.org. You can find this show, all of our members, all of our information. You can also call us at 410-848-9050. If you happen to be strolling around beautiful downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off at Julia Nova's Italian and Grosseria to get one of his hoagies. We're right next door at 9 East Main Street. So thank you so much for listening today. Do something special, family or friends, and God bless.